This is attorney Larry Rowe. Question: why would you take a local auto crash case to a huge out-of-state law firm? Be smart, stay local, and visit me at LarryLRowe.com.
The views and opinions expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of 580 WCHS, its employees, or WVRC Media. 580 Live is presented by Thornhill Automotive and is broadcast live from the Parmar Stores studio. From the studios of West Virginia Radio Corporation, the country, the United States of America, the state, West Virginia, the city, Charleston. This is 580 Live, and your host of 580 Live.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
He's kind of a big deal.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass, and I'm all out of bubblegum.
Dave Allen.
Hey folks, good Monday morning to you. It's 580 Live for the Parmar Store Studio. The voice of Charleston WCHS. Sears Monument Hotline 304-345-5858. Food Pharmacy text 304-935-5008 or phone calls to 580 Live. A service of Sears Monument Company offering quality memorials since 1911 with locations in Charleston, Huntington, Beckley, and Parkersburg. Our live streaming is service of attorney Larry L. Rowe. Visit LarryLRowe.com or call 304-925-1333. And our texting service is provided by Fruit Pharmacy, your hometown family pharmacy. Caitlin Murphy is serving as our producer today. And, of course, the regatta is big news. We get some regatta folks that are going to talk to you here in a couple months. And the second part of the show, I am going to get into the whole Roe v. Wade thing. You know, it happened right after I get off the air on Friday, so we're going to get local response. More importantly, your response to that coming up a little bit later on. Got Brian Hughes from WOWK TV 13 with us. Brian, how are you, man?
I am great.
You're looking very, because I have you on every morning. You got the suit and tie. Now you're looking regatta-ish this today. You got the shorts and the flip flops, man. You're got it going.
Well, I was wearing the flip flops on the TV show this morning. You just couldn't see them because I knew I was leaving the building an hour after the morning show.
Okay.
So I'm trying to relax as best I can. I'll do one more day in the studio tomorrow, and then from there on through the regatta, I am down at Haddad Riverfront Park.
I figured as such. You were taking phone calls right before we went on the air here. You were guiding trucks in as you were standing by the door over here.
Literally. So. Well, we've got 5,500 cases of Coke product coming in, so I got to get those 18-wheelers in here.
I got it. Jane Bostic, assistant to the mayor, is with us. Jane, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Wonderful. Thank you.
And we also have Sean Hill from KRT, who's with us as well. Sean, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Dave. Thank you for having me.
And not to be outdone, we're going to bring in Terry Allen. Now, Terry Allen is the director of parking, I understand, for the city of Charleston. Terry, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Doing well this morning. Thank you for having me.
I'll ask you the same question I asked Brian when he came in the studio. Anything going on this week?
Nothing going on this week.
Nothing at all. The reason that we wanted to have you on, we've talked about all of the activities going on with the regatta, and we talked about the performances and everything going on with it, but there's a lot of logistics that go into that as well, specifically with parking. You know, a lot has changed since the last time we had regatta. Regatta used to be 10 days. It's a much shorter time now. Many people will be coming into town in that shorter frame of time, if you follow me, so you're going to have more people coming into town in a less amount of days, if that makes any sense. That's why we wanted to have you and Sean here with us. What, from a parking perspective, very, very broad question, Terry, and anybody can weigh in on this, but what can people expect when they come to the regatta parking-wise?
Well, I think one of the things that we'll see is we still have to maintain some daily parking throughout the business days. So you'll see that some parking garages or some facilities may not allow daily parking, while many, we've been able to, with the regatta team, identify 19 different lots, vendors who will be providing services for parking during regatta. And I think that's an impressive number to be able to park hundreds of guests coming into Charleston easily.
And parking is going to be an issue. I mean, let's face it. I mean, you know, Charleston, you know, where the regatta is being held, you can't put 250,000 people in Charleston and think it's not going to be an issue. It's a good problem to have, but it is going to be an issue.
That is correct. We have parking availability, though, from I-64 underneath those interstate parking garages, all the way from the Coliseum, all the way to Dickinson Street, that are going to be open and available, anywhere from the Gazette parking garage to the city parking garages and several other private vendors like Laidley Towers, United Bank, and Chase Towers that will be running their parking garages as well.
Sean Hill from KRT is with us, and Sean, good morning. Good morning to you. And you guys are helping out a lot with this as well.
Sure. Good morning, Dave. You know what we're excited about is being able to help provide really two different options for guests who are coming down to the regatta. We want to make sure that it's convenient, that it's safe, it's accessible. So we're talking about an option on the west side of Charleston that starts out by the Patrick Street Bridge at the Big Lots. You're going to have these shuttles that are free. They run every 30 minutes, and they run from on this side of town, on the west side of town, they'll run from the Big Lots at Patrick Street. They'll run all the way down the boulevard. They'll turn up and get on Virginia Street, and then they'll terminate at the City Center Station there on Laidley. And you're going to see the same thing happen from the east end of Charleston. So starting at Laidley Field, they'll run down California. They'll go in front of the Capitol, turn up Greenbrier, and then turn down Courier Street. They'll follow Courier all the way down to Laidley and then terminate at the City Center. So that's going to give people the opportunity to get on or off at any of the streets along the way. People can get on. You've got air-conditioned buses. It's going to be warm out there. People may think they're going to walk their way back to their car, but hey, if you change your mind, we've got the best operators in the world who will take you back safely to your car.
And it's all free.
Exactly. It's all free.
We want to make sure that people understand. We're talking regatta logistics today, as the regatta will begin this Thursday. Now, I know that there are several copies I've seen out there posted several places online where I've seen the parking schedule and bus schedule. I know the City of Charleston was on their Facebook page. I shared it on Dave Allen Radio. I think it's on our station's Facebook pages as well. Terry, let me ask you. So, I mean, when I pull into Charleston, usually around 7:30 or so each weekday morning, I come in. And I'm looking, you know, over at the boulevard, and I'm already seeing, I know, and I alluded to this, Brian was talking about it, was dealing with some issues. You've already got people coming into town now. I'm talking about vendors, talking about people, suppliers, and things of that nature. What do people need to know in the days leading up to the regatta? Will there be any parking changes?
That's a good question, Dave, and I'm glad you asked that question. And one of the most important things to know downtown is that the Shanklin parking garage next to City Hall will not be available for public parking beginning Wednesday, so that we can accommodate some of the extra parking that's required from the vendors and some of the providers with the regatta, and being able to accommodate police and other city employees and daily parkers here at the Shanklin parking garage. It's also important to know that parking meters on the street will still be enforced throughout the regatta, so that we can have some of that in and out traffic for our downtown businesses to continue during business hours.
Yeah, we got to remember that while everybody's going to regatta, we still got businesses in town, though, you know, that have to kind of work around this. And people are still working. I mean, I'm sure a lot of people will be taking Friday off. Some businesses, have already said that it will be a holiday for them, for their employees, but some not. So people still have to be able to get in and out of town.
Absolutely. And I also wanted to mention that the Town Center Mall will also be running both of their parking facilities throughout the regatta, and they will offer daily parking and evening parking throughout the entirety of the regatta.
Now that will be on a paid basis, though, right? That's not going to be free, right?
Correct. I think you'll find that most of the vendors who are offering parking will probably have a fee. There will be some free parking, like under the interstate.
Mm-hmm.
But there will be a nominal fee at most of the vendors that you'll find downtown.
So probably would be a good thing to utilize Sean's services with KRT, and that way you can save money for funnel cakes.
We could park cars in the mall if you'd like, because there's nothing in there right now. So a little bit of levity here this morning.
I don't think Jane found that to be funny. I'm not going to lie to you.
She speaks for the mayor's office. She is wonderfully politically correct.
Yes.
More than me.
Yes, she is. Yes, she is. Anything else people need to know about the parking situation, Terry?
I think one of the main things is be patient, be alert, watch for pedestrians that are going to be walking around town. Make sure you're being alert as a driver. Be safe and be patient.
Indeed. Hey, Terry, I appreciate you taking time out as I break the studio. I appreciate you taking time out of your schedule to be here with us today. We definitely appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Absolutely.
All right. It's Terry Alva, the director of parking. Sean, let's go back to KRT.
Sure.
Here for a moment. When the regatta was going on in the past, was this a service that KRT also offered in the past or similar events? A little before your time, I realize that.
You put me on the spot. I don't think that this has happened traditionally.
Jane, you're the only one that's around then, so...
Well, I was around there, but I was enjoying the regatta too much to
I get it.
And I walked. I was within walking distance.
Okay.
I was one of the lucky ones.
Yeah, so I think the answer, you know, last time we were in here, we were talking about the safety levy and how KRT wants to be a community partner, and this is just us putting our money where our mouth is, really. Mm-hmm. We want to be here for the citizens of Kanawha County, and one thing I did want to emphasize also, anyone who rides the traditional KRT routes will still be able to ride into and out of Charleston, so you can come from any of, you know, any corner of the county, you can make it here. You will still pay, you know, the price to ride the bus there, but these free shuttles obviously mm-hmm. will be for the 5 days of the regatta.
So let me give you a scenario. Let's say I'm bringing, you know, my family in from out of town. Let's say there's four of us, okay? We're coming mid-afternoon to take in some of the food, some of the games and whatever, and we're staying for the concert. What would be the best plan of action for parking?
Sure. So depending on which side, you know, of the interstate or where you're coming from really makes you...
Clay County. Just say Clay County.
Yeah, so let's just say you want to get off on, you know, on Laidley Field. You get off there. You hop on the bus. It's going to come every 30 minutes again. And depending on where you want to stop at, you know, you can get off on Courier Street at any of the streets as far as Ruffner, Bradford, Morris, Brooks, Leon Sullivan, Dickinson. Or you can wait and actually get off at the City Center station, where I know the Regatta Foundation and the city have done amazing work as far as having a schedule filled there. So you have the option of stopping there, or if you look at the schedule and say, hey, I want to hang out at Magic Island first, you know, maybe you want to stop then and park at the Patrick Street option, because it's going to drop you off at Magic Island. So you really have, from either side of the city of Charleston, you can get to the City Center station, and it's, you know, it's aptly named that for that reason. And I applaud the Regatta Foundation for putting so much of the regatta there at the City Center.
And for those that may not be familiar with your services, how many people do the buses hold?
Sure. So the buses hold standing room, maybe about 40, 45 folks. Okay. So a good bit. And again, we're going to learn from this, you know, and as we've worked with Brian and Jane on this, you know, if we have to ramp up and add a couple buses, mm-hmm. if we can, we certainly will. And so we're just excited, and I think we'll just get better every year that we do this.
Well, and Brian, this is your department. Weather is going to play a part in it as well, because we've already been looking. I know I heard you talking about it on the show this morning.
Yeah.
And if we do get rain, which there is a chance, I think, of rain coming in. It is summer. It's going to happen.
Exactly.
You know? But with a chance of rain, you may find more people that actually want to get on the bus. You know, exactly. If they don't want to walk and get wet.
Yeah, and we're looking at Thursday, Friday, hot. It's great weather. Sunshine abounds across the area. Saturday, Sunday, there's a chance for thunderstorms each day. It's not at this point, not a full-blown washout. Could that change? Yes. Could it come down a bit? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. But concerts are rain or shine. The only thing that will prevent, that would stop the concerts in its entirety, is a full-blown deluge, lightning, or wind. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if, let's say we do have a thunderstorm that comes through, we'll be in a weather delay for a bit, then we'll fire it back up. You know, if it's just light rain in general, we look at the radar, and of course, you know, hey, we had to have, for some of our contracts, a meteorologist on staff. I was like, well, we cheaped out on that one, so.
But you get paid extra for that, for all the money that you get paid for this?
Beer after the show. But yeah, that's so Saturday, Sunday, we'll watch some thunderstorm chances there, but even once a storm passes, guess what? Everything just ramps right back up.
Mm-hmm. It does indeed. Hey, Sean, I appreciate you taking time to be here. I'm going to ask these folks to stick around to talk about some other things with it. But bottom line on logistics, any final words for the folks at KRT?
Hey, bottom line, we're going to take care of you. We're going to get you to and from the regatta safely, and we are excited for you to ride on KRT.
All right, Sean, as always, pleasure to talk to you, my friend. I appreciate it. It's 9:21. We do the show each Monday through Friday from the Parmar Store Studio. If there's not a Parmar store near you now, there will be soon. This Friday, Parmar will celebrate the grand opening of one of their newest locations, 1002 9th Avenue in Huntington. Stop by between noon and 2 on Friday for a chance to win prizes, including gas cards. If there's not a Parmar store near you now, there will be soon. We will take a break. We'll talk a little bit more about the regatta. One more segment with Brian and Jane. We're back after this. It's 580 Live at the Voice of Charleston, WCHS.
Brought to you by the Eric J. Tarr Family Businesses. Eric J. Tarr Family Businesses care for your family.
Spring is in the air, and at Thornhill GM Superstore, we have your cure for spring fever. It's a sport utility spring at Thornhill. Hey, it's Sydney inviting you to find new roads to the Thornhill Motor Mile and get you a new 2022 Chevy Equinox with 0% APR for 16 months or $1,000 cash allowance. Or a new 2022 Chevy Trailblazer with 1.9% APR for 60 months. Life is better in a Chevy SUV. Find out why and tag your new SUV at ThornhillGMSuperstore.com or in person, US 119 Chapmanville. The road to total savings starts with Thornhill.
I'm qualified through GM Financial. See Thornhill for all details. Trading in your business fleet or personal vehicle for a new one? Donate your used vehicle to Good News Mountaineer Garage and get the best tax deduction possible and the satisfaction of knowing your donation changed the life of someone in need. Good News Mountaineer Garage repairs donated vehicles and provides them to qualified West Virginia families, giving them access to employment, safe, affordable housing, health care, and other vital necessities, and putting them on the road to economic independence. Call 1-866-GIVE-CAR today for Good News Mountaineer Garage. 866-GIVE-CAR.
Poca Valley Bank, your community bank, is ready to serve you for all of your banking and financial needs. Poca Valley Bank has been serving customers in your community since 1908. Stop by one of their 8 convenient locations in Elkview, Sissonville, Poca, Winfield, Glendenin, Spencer, Walton, and now Kanawha City, and let them become your community bank. Visit Poca Valley online at pocavalleybank.com to learn more about their personal and business services. Poca Valley Bank, where relationships matter. Member FDIC.
Some X's are a real pain in the backside, but Omega Commercial Interiors has the X that's all about stress-free comfort. Hi, I'm David McCormick, owner of Omega Commercial Interiors, and I'm talking about the amazing X chair. Infinite recline, dynamic variable lumbar support, and available heat and massage make the X chair a customer favorite. Omega Commercial Interiors has X chairs in stock and ready to ship. The X chair is the X you'll love to see every day. Learn more at OmegaCommercialInteriors.com.
Presented by RX Bytel Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy on Charleston's west side. Proud to bring you RX Bypack, a pre-filled pouch system which divides your tablets and capsules into multiple day doses perfectly matched to your doctor's instructions. Learn more at RxBytel.com.
I-24 from the Parmar Store Studio. It's 580 Live at the Voice of Charleston, WCHS. Hey, if you're not satisfied with your current pharmacy, check out RX Bytel on Charleston's west side. Ask them about their RX Bypacks. Those are pre-filled pouch systems which divide your prescription doses perfectly as prescribed by your doctor. RX Bytel on the west side, they are your neighborhood pharmacy. Caitlin Murphy is our producer today, and we'll get to calls a little bit later on. I want to get into the Roe v. Wade Supreme Court decision on Friday, but we're talking regatta until then. Jane Bostic, Special Assistant to Mayor Brian Hughes from WOWKTV 13, the chair of the Regatta folks, is they're both with us in studio. Something we were talking about during the break that we probably need to mention is those that like to go to festivals and those like to do things, but maybe you want to bring something along with them, like a cooler or something. Explain that.
Yeah, we do have a few guidelines, and we, like all other fairs and festivals, have to follow all of the ABC laws and regulations that are out there. So there will be no coolers allowed. We're also not allowing umbrellas because they can obstruct view. And then the only other guideline we have is that all bags could be subject to search. So we hope everybody comes out. We hope everybody has a good time. But we too, have to follow all the rules and regulations. So no coolers, no umbrellas, and all bags could be subject to search.
And, you know, one of the things, we love our pets. Stern Wheel Boat owners, we all have our pets down there. But we, after 5 o'clock, pets will not be allowed. Anytime before, good to go. Bring Fido, bring your cat on a leash. You know, I think cats on a leash are hilarious anyways. But you can bring those.
My cats would not agree, but go ahead.
Well, yeah, and that would be the entertainment value, is watching the cat on the leash.
Why 5 o'clock, though? What's the cutoff of
that? Well, because then that's when big crowds start to come in for the concert and such. And we some dogs don't like other dogs, and some dogs don't like people as much as you might think your dog does. So no animals after 5 p.m.
Actually saw a near dogfight at Capital Market a couple of weeks ago.
Well, you know what? I'd fight over that stuff in the Purple Onion as well.
Yeah, exactly. let's get to the entertainment, because I think you announced the last time, Brian, you were here, that there was a change in the entertainment lineup. We don't have to go into all the details, but we've subtracted and added.
We've taken out, I'll start with Thursday, and then I'll go to the change. Yeah, Thursday's going to be Everclear's 30th anniversary tour, and they've got the Fastball and the Nixons with them as well. Mm-hmm. That's going to be a great, great show, and that coincides with our Wheel Wash Craft Beer Festival. Tickets are going hot right now. But for Friday, We have the Spinners that are replacing the Temptations, and working my way back to you, babe. You know, that's, if you don't remember who the Spinners are and what the song they sing, you've got that.
Rubber Band Man, too.
Everybody brings up Rubber Band Man. Yes, it's amazing. Mm-hmm. So we've got the Spinners and the Four Tops on Friday, Saturday, Martina McBride, and we've got a really big special something that's happening during her show, so that's really exciting. You'll have to be there to see it, but it's very exciting. Shh, don't tell anybody. And then on Saturday night, fireworks after that. Rick Springfield on Sunday, and that's 40th anniversary of the working man's
working class dog.
Working class dog. Yeah, working. It's been that sort of a week already. It's Monday, and then on Monday we will have the West Virginia Symphony Orchestra with fireworks.
All right, I see we're getting some phone calls coming in here, so you guys may actually be put on the spot here and have to answer a question. So, but if you would like to call up, you'd like to talk to Jane or Brian, you can do so. Sears Monument Hotline is 304-345-5858, or you can text Ruth Pharmacy text line 304-935-500. Now, about the entertainment, I think I will say this, you know, you're never going to please everybody, but as far as a wide range of entertainers that's coming in, you know, from rock to country to you know, classic stuff like Rick Springfield, the Temptations, Four Tops. You've got a whole lot of stuff going on there.
Well, we wanted, you know, Jane and I, when we were talking about this, we had Mackenzie Spencer who was helping us book some of this. The mayor we talked about, we wanted a wide variety. We didn't want to pigeonhole ourselves with all country the whole time. We didn't want to go all rock the whole time. And we went through a number of acts and options. And how eclectic do we want to get? How deep into country do we want to get? And that was the consensus was, let's just hit everything as best we can.
And I think by adding FootMad over at Slack Plaza at City Center, really made it well-rounded to where we covered just about everything.
Mm-hmm. Every age, because FootMad, you're looking at more of your traditional stuff. And FootMad on Monday at City Center, it's like Plaza. We've got Lincoln County Cloggers. We've got baton twirling. We've got, it's catered more towards an older demographic there.
Yeah, FootMad will feature Mountain Time and MODOK Rounders.
Okay. All right. So you got a little bit, you know, you're talking about cloggers, you're talking about, it's just like a Saturday night at Brian Hughes's place, right?
Because you should hear the cloggers on the top deck. It's incredible. It just reverberates through the boat.
Tex says, love this pet rule. I don't like to be around people after 5 o'clock either.
Same. Why do you think I'm going to hibernate at 5?
Yeah, there you go. You're not going to be anywhere near there, are you?
Not at all.
No. And I'll tell you, you know, again, to see this thing come back because it was gone for, you know, for so many years. And to see it come back and to see the buzz that's over the regatta is just amazing to me. I mean, it's like, well, it's what everybody's talking about. Wherever you go is the regatta.
They really are. And, you know, I've got to say the small staff that we have that are putting this together, Jane, myself, Missy, Josh, and then, you know, the additional help from everybody around the city, we're excited about it. I said yesterday that we're the firefighters here. We're here to rescue things. We're here to save people, and we're here to put out fires. Also, you don't see, if there's something that's not right, you're not going to know. And if you do know, we're going to laugh about it and move on. But we're here to make sure everything runs as smoothly as it possibly can. And we are working our butts off for that.
580 Live is brought to you in part by the Charleston Dirty Birds, your hometown baseball team. Go to dirtybirdsbaseball.com if you'd like more information about any of their things that are going to be going on as well. Let's go to the phones and let's talk to Jim. You're on 580 Live with Jane and Brian. Go ahead.
Thanks a lot, Dave. Hello, Brian. Hello, Jane.
Hello. Good to have you here this morning.
Oh, fine. I'm so glad everybody's all excited and getting everything in line. Jane, one question that I had for you. Will there be porta-potties put downtown, and where will they be? Because I had a friend that was with me at Live on the Levee, and he had to go before, our transportation got there, and he didn't know where to go.
Okay, we do have the roundhouse there at Haddad Riverfront Park. We'll be open with those restrooms. And we'll have Porta-Johns on Laidley Street, Summer Street, Goshorn Street. I mean, we have them all over. We'll have Magic Island for the events happening there. Slack Plaza has restrooms, and we'll have Port-a-Johns there as well. So we will have plenty of restrooms for everyone.
Okay, I just wanted to ask for people because so many, I gotta go.
Well, we also have the ADA restrooms too, so we have plenty for everybody, and we hope everybody has a good time.
Well, I thought if I had to, I'd go to Brian's boat and then, you know, stop off. And
well, or you could just go in the river. It's either one.
No, don't encourage that. Yeah. Don't encourage that.
Floating in my wheelchair.
Hey, Jim, it's always a pleasure, man. We'll see you. Appreciate it, man. Thanks a lot. 28 minutes away from 10. How is your boat doing, Brian?
I'm glad I have all these boat owners and captains in town this week. Because I have no time. I mean, I'm going to work on my boat, I think, tomorrow morning briefly. But we've got to put my transmission in this week. The parts are going to be finished this afternoon, I'm told. Custom parts. Mm-hmm. And then and hopefully we can get it up and going. And then we'll do the first test run during the races.
During the race.
So you might be towing Brian Sturmiller.
Trial by fire, literally. How are we looking as far as numbers on the Sternwheelers?
We're at 20 right now. We've got more that are coming in today, and it's more tomorrow. So we are still looking at an incredible collection of Sternwheel boats there from the PA Denny, as you mentioned, the EL Thumper will be here. The Pittsburgh boats show up today. We had some from Rayland Marina. That showed up yesterday. Raylan Marina's up north of Wheeling. So, everybody is so excited. And it's amazing to see on Facebook how many people are taking pictures of these boats coming up the river, coming down the Ohio, up the Kanawha, and just so excited about them. Because we have so many messages and get tagged in so many things, it's almost difficult to see all of them because so many people are taking videos and stuff. It's really cool.
For people, and we've kind of covered this when you guys have been on the show in the past, but for people that haven't been to the regatta, let me put it this way, they have memories of the regattas of the past. What is going to make this regatta different, other than the fact that we haven't had one in a while? But, I mean, what makes this regatta different? I know area-wise, we didn't have Slack Plaza like it is last time, but what are some other things?
We didn't have a Slack Plaza, and we're going to incorporate that. But, Jane, I think we've talked about this 100 times. I think it's the kids in Magic Island.
It's definitely the kids in Magic Island. There's always been some things for the kids to do, but now there is over 50 activities that are all free for kids to do. Magic Island is going to be like a child's paradise, with arts and crafts and fun activities, comedia and wiener dog races. So it's alive. Mm-hmm. It's the excitement. And I also think from past regattas, we're literally using a huge portion of the boulevard to bring in other things like the car show. We're going to have monster trucks. Kids are going to love the monster trucks as well as the adults. So we've incorporated so many new things. It's just going to be phenomenal.
It is. It is indeed. And, of course, there's so many different things that are going on out there. I know that we've been promoting in all of our social media. You guys have been doing it. City of Charleston has done a great job as well. There was a nice little insert in the papers yesterday for those of you that get the hard copy of the paper. But there's going to be something going on at all times. So just if you look, at the schedule and you say, well, what's going on at 3 o'clock on Friday afternoon, there is going to be music going on all the time.
And that's in the schedule that you see that we've put out. That's a highlight schedule because, if we went to our Excel master sheet, it's insane how long it is because you've got so many events that are happening all at the same time. And while some of it's going to be face painting here, there might be a little mural project here. There's something happening all the time. And the music is going to be happening all the time from DJs to mini little concerts. Who knows? There might be some guy shows up on a corner with a guitar. And, it is what it is. It is a celebration of the river, of the boats that brought commerce to this area with salt to begin with, and then eventually coal. And it's just something that we're really excited about because these Sternwheel boat owners, we work on these things all year long. Sometimes, kind of like I said, I wish I had more time to paint. But I got to put on a festival before I can paint. I'll paint this next month, probably.
All right, guys. We're going to be talking about regatta throughout the week. I'm sure that we'll be talking talking to you folks from time to time as well. And like I said, if you guys, you probably don't have time to take to be to come to the studio, but if there's anything you guys need, just feel free to get with us, and we'll make sure that we get it on the air. I'm gonna kill a little bit of time here because I see Caitlin is taking a phone call. And I want to see if this is a regatta call or not. We already got people on hold for Roe v. Wade, which I'm not going to get into with you guys.
I do not
want your opinions on that at all.
That's not my wheelhouse. I do the weather.
All we do is regatta. You got a regatta.
Exactly.
That's it. This will be a regatta call, and this will be last call for you guys. James, you're on with Brian and Jane. Go ahead.
They said the PA Denny's going to be there. Is that the original one that used to be here all the time?
It absolutely is.
Are there going to be any rides on it or not?
No, and the reason for that is it has to go through a Coast Guard certification. Because it's been privately owned. It still is privately owned. They're looking at trying to go through in the next year or so Coast Guard certification and get it back up to doing rides. Mostly that would be around the Parkersburg area. But Scott Heckert, who owns that boat, Captain Scott Heckert, good friend of mine, he said that he wants to get it back to that, to where they could do rides and such. And I called him, I said, hey, we're thinking about doing the regatta. Will you come down here? And he goes, buddy, you make the regatta happen. I'll be there just for you.
Okay, one more question. Mm-hmm. What about the Delta Queen? Is it coming in?
Delta Queen no longer is in operation. It's down in Louisiana. They're working to restore it. But that's something that that'll be a number of years. It actually got damaged in the hurricane this last year, so they're working to restore it. It is a long term process. It's probably going to take 3 to 5 years.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome,
James. We appreciate you calling in. All right, guys, you guys got to get back to work, I guess. So
something like that.
So get back to work.
I've got 18 wheelers showing up at the boulevard right now.
Brian News from WOWK TV and Jane Bostic. We'll see you guys at Regatta. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
We'll take a break. 580 Live is brought to you in part by Hussons Pizza, where the June special of the month is the large pepperoni from Hussons with cheese sticks, only $19.99. To order online for takeout or delivery, to find your nearest Hussons, go to hussonspizza.com. We're back after this. It's 580 Live at the Voice of Charleston, WCHS.
Brought to you by the Eric J. Tarr Family Businesses.
Eric J. Tarr Family Businesses have been creating jobs in West Virginia since 1997.
Out with the old, in with the new.
Your fresh start is waiting this spring on the Thornhill Motor Mile.
Spring into savings at Thornhill GM Superstore and tag your new 2022 Buick SUV.
Featuring Encore, Encore GX, Envision, and Enclave.
With available 0% APR on these and most GMC models.
For well-qualified buyers.
Swing into spring with safety, performance, and luxury for all lifestyles. Well-equipped with our Thornhill Value Plus warranty. Long-term coverage plus. Tag your ride. Shop all qualifying offers and get to know the new Buick and GMC at ThornhillGMSuperstore.com. We are professional grade.
For qualified through GM Financial, see Thornhill for all details.
If you're not satisfied with your current pharmacy, then check out RX by Tel on Charleston's west side. Of course, they'll fill your prescriptions the old-fashioned way, but they also have RX by Pack, a pre-filled pouch system which divides your tablets and capsules into multiple daily doses, perfectly matched to your doctor's instructions, eliminating possibilities for serious errors. No longer will you need to spend hours every week filling your pill minder. RX by Tel does that for free with RX by Pack. Visit RX by Tel on the west side today. They're your neighborhood pharmacy.
In today's busy world, you need a credit card that can keep up with your hectic schedule. That's why you need a Visa credit card from Members Choice West Virginia Federal Credit Union.
You'll get a low 9.9 APR with no annual fee, a 25-day grace period, you choose rewards program, and so much more.
It's time you get more out of every day with a card made for the way you live.
Stop in to 201 Ohio Avenue in Charleston or visit memberschoicewv.com today.
Credit card loans are subject to credit approval. Additional loan fees and restrictions may apply. Advertising of this promotion does not represent loan approval or commitment to lend.
It's back and bigger than ever. Register now for the Great Gas Giveaway. Win up to 1,000 gallons of gasoline powered by WVRC Media and Todd Judy Ford.
Also brought to you by Parmar, Simply Sweet Coffee and Donuts in Marmette, and more.
Register on location at any sponsor location near you to win 500 gallons. And register to win 500 gallons on Todd Judy Ford's Facebook page. Contestants are eligible to win both, so you could win 1,000 gallons of gas this year. Register today for the Great Gas Giveaway, powered by Todd Judy Ford and this station. Presented by RX by Tel Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy on Charleston's west side. Proud to bring you RX by Pack, a pre-filled pouch system which divides your tablets and capsules into multiple day doses perfectly matched to your doctor's instructions. Learn more at rxbytel.com.
It is 19 minutes away from 10. Sears Monument Hotline, 304-345-5858. Fruit Pharmacy text 304-935-5008. $580 brought to you in part by Thornhill Auto Group, including Thornhill GM Superstore and the Thornhill Motor Mile. Come tag your ride, shop all qualifying offers, and get to know the new Buicks and GMCs at ThornhillGMSuperstore.com. We are professional grade. So Friday, I'm doing Friday Funhouse like we normally do. I've got Hannah from the Kanawha Charleston Humane Association. Jimmy Strawn is here. BT and Amanda, Caitlin and I. All the fun stuff, and then shortly after the show, I start getting texts and alerts that Roe v. Wade has been overturned. Now, it's been debated all weekend, and I'm sure that that you've read it all on social media or watched all the debates on television. So what I'd like to do is I'd like to get you to weigh in on it by calling or texting me. And letting me know your opinion. Sears Monument Hotline, 304-345-5858. Fruit Pharmacy text 304-935-5008. And I want to get into what exactly it's going to mean for West Virginia. Now, I will say this. Metro News statewide correspondent Brad McElhaney, he's got a great story posted at WVMetroNews.com on what it all means to West Virginia specifically. And Brad's going to join me on the show coming up tomorrow. Let's go to the phones and let's talk to Chris. You're on 580 Live. Go ahead.
Morning, Dave. It's been a minute.
Yes, sir.
The Jackal.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I'd like to talk about the protests that are going to happen in this state and have already happened about this matter.
Okay, go ahead.
West Virginia women are going to take to the streets and express their displeasure with their government, and they're permitted to do that, and the rest of us need to let them do it safely. Women in other states have already been gassed by their police and ran over with trucks and killed because they wanted to go outside and express their displeasure with this decision.
Okay.
I'm a man that has a daughter. I'm not the only one that does. I know my little girl's going to go out there because she's loud like the Jackal is loud. And she wants to defend her right to have her own bodily autonomy. And I think that's a concept everybody can understand.
Okay.
Please don't let some anti-abortion activist idiot hurt my little girl.
And I agree. Okay? I agree wholeheartedly.
Talk sense to your audience and let them know that this is a part of the process,
mm-hmm.
and these women have every right to go out here and express their displeasure with the government. I'm not saying they get to break down windows. I'm saying that they get to get out here and say they don't like this, and we all need to respect that. Can we agree to that?
Oh yeah, I agree 100%. I mean, I have no issue with protesting. Even as I said, on January 6th, to tie those things in, I have no issue with people protesting. Although I thought it was pointless what they did, but once they went into the Capitol, it becomes a totally different story.
Well,
and I agree.
I'll
with everyone.
I'll extend you the biggest olive branch you're ever going to get.
Okay.
Donald Trump's not going to prison because the American justice system will never put a former president in jail.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not going to get the guy that was at the head of it, it's selective prosecution to prosecute anybody else. They ought to let all the people that were up there on January 6th go. They were American citizens expressing their political opinion in a pretty effective way in a place where it would make a lot of noise. I totally understand it. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Our women, especially our young women in West Virginia, are going to be up at that state capitol very soon. Let's all remember that that's somebody's child, and please don't hurt them because of a political opinion.
Chris, I appreciate it as always, man. Thanks a lot. It's 15 minutes away from 10. I got more phone calls coming in. Sears Monument Hotline is 304-345-5858. Fruit Pharmacy text 304-935-5008. So what does it all mean for West Virginia? I alluded that Metro News statewide correspondent Brad McElhaney in a story posted at WVMetroNews.com says West Virginia could be headed toward a special session of a legislature to refine the actual abortion law for the state, which dates back to the late 1800s. Now, the governor alluded to it on Friday. It is important to remember that the ruling from the Supreme Court did not outlaw abortion, but it will now be left up to the states. And while Roe v. Wade was in effect, the West Virginia law, as best I understand it, basically was just inactive, but it was never repealed. Now, it's West Virginia Code 6128, and it makes anyone performing an abortion guilty of a felony punishable by 3 to 10 years in prison. The governor, who is very pro-life, seems to think a special session and legislative action will be necessary in this case. Now, the law, again, from the 1800s, that was never taken down, does not make any exceptions for rape or incest. There's also no exceptions for the early weeks of pregnancy. Now, this is the West Virginia law I'm talking about. It's a little unclear as to whether the medical professionals would be guilty, whether the woman would be guilty or not. Again, the legislature more than likely going to go into special session to kind of see where we are in the law in West Virginia. A joint statement went out Friday night from Senate President Blair and House Speaker Hanshaw praising the Supreme Court decision. The statement said, in part, quote, "We look forward to taking necessary steps to ensure we continue to save and protect as many innocent lives as possible in West Virginia." Attorney General Patrick Morrissey says the issue, he'll issue a statement or legal opinion at some point. The only abortion provider in the state announced they would stop giving the procedure shortly after the ruling came down. Director of the Women's Health Center in West Virginia said she had to call 60 to 70 women who were scheduled for abortions and cancel their appointments. Let me get to some text here. People says the texter should read the court decision on abortion. It is an absolute tour de force on how badly the 1973 court ruled and reinforces how the court legislated from the bench. Today's court brought constitutional correction by sending the matter back to the people to decide for themselves. Can the caller back up to claim protesters were run over and killed by vehicles, says the texter. Texter says, Dave, this should not be decided by old white men that are biased. This should be a vote for women to decide. Your first caller, Chris, said it all very well, according to a texter. Let's go to the phones, and let's talk to Bob. You're on 580 Live. Go ahead.
Yes, I had a question about your the performances this weekend. You didn't mention Landale and Eugene Murphy, and I thought he was supposed to be there.
Yeah, he's going to be there. We just ran out of time. But, yeah, he'll be there with the symphony orchestra. Yep.
He'd be there on Monday.
Yeah. I don't have the schedule directly in front of me, but whenever the symphony orchestra is playing, that's when he'll be there.
All right. That's all I need to know.
All right. Thank you very much. Let's go to Ron. You're on 580 Live. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I was talking about abortion. Our senator, he says he's pro-life, but he's upset now because supposedly his president is being overturned. Why is he upset?
Well, he feels that he was, and I can't speak for Senator Manchin, but a couple of the justices in their confirmation hearings pretty much came out and said that they thought that Roe versus Wade was set. And that in their confirmation hearings, they kind of, I'm very much paraphrasing, but they kind of alluded to the fact that they didn't think the court should be involved in it. And then they turned around, I guess, and voted for it, for the overturning.
Well, there's a lot of women are abused here lately. There was an unarmed woman who was shot dead at the Capitol. She's basically a war hero, and there's women. Little girls are being born all the time. They don't have a say-so if they get killed in the womb or not. And some of these little girls are even partway out of their mothers, and they kill them. They cut their heads off. And are we a civilized society? Should we allow that? Now, seriously, are we that damn stupid and cruel and mean and anti-God to kill children? Thank you.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it very much. Texture says, what Roe v. Wade overturning means for West Virginia is that property will remain affordable. No one will want to move here from a pro-body autonomy state, and people who live happily in their theocratic states likely won't move here. You can express your opinion. Facts, abortion is not outlawed in America. Abortion is outlawed in some other states and not others. If you want to sacrifice your unborn child to your God, yourself, and you don't live in a state that allows this, you're going to have to work a little harder. Conservatives don't care about a child being born and possibly becoming a leftist. We just want the child to live to be able to make that decision, according to a texter. Texter says, the left is angry because they're losing their most effective method to enact their policies, which is the court system. The Constitution says policies should not be enacted through the courts, but through the legislative branch. We should thank our justices for applying the law accordingly. Text says the majority of pro-life people are women. Text says, let's see, we're going to take out Joe Manchin in 2024. One day he's pro-life, one day he's pro-abortion. We can promise this. One day soon he'll get beat by a Republican for the U.S. Senate. Going to take a break. We'll be back with more. It's 580 Live at the Voice of Charleston, WCHS.
Brought to you by the Eric J. Tarr Family Businesses.
Eric J. Tarr Family Businesses are small businesses with big impact, including Generations Physical Therapy and Snap Fitness.
Spring is in the air, and at Thornhill GM Superstore, we have your cure for spring fever. It's a sport utility spring at Thornhill.
Hey, it's Sydney inviting you to find new roads to the Thornhill Motor Mile and get you a new 2022 Chevy Equinox with 0% APR for 16 months or $1,000 cash allowance.
Or a new 2022 Chevy Trailblazer with 1.9% APR for 60 months.
Life is better in a Chevy SUV. Find out why and tag your new SUV at ThornhillGMSuperstore.com or in person, US 119 Chapmanville. The road to total savings starts with Thornhill.
Qualify through GM Financial. See Thornhill for all details.
This is John Young at Horizon Financial Solutions. Are your values reflected in your investments? At Horizon Financial, we believe that investing has the potential to be a tool for the good of our society. This understanding drives us to be diligent and thoughtful as we invest on behalf of our clients seeking performance and a better world. Give us a call at 304-760-8715. Horizon Financial Solutions, where we seek to honor God.
Securities and investment advice offered through GA Revel & Company, a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Presented by RX Bytel Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy on Charleston's west side. Proud to bring you RX Bypack, a pre-filled pouch system which divides your tablets and capsules into multiple-day doses perfectly matched to your doctor's instructions. Learn more at rxbytel.com.
Seven minutes away from 10, Sears Monument Hotline, 304-345-5850 at Fruit Pharmacy. Text 304-935-5008. We do the show each Monday through Friday from the Parmar Store Studio. If there's not a Parmar Store near you now, there will be soon, including the grand opening of one of their newest locations, 1002 9th Avenue in Huntington. Stop by between noon and 2 this Friday for a chance to win lots of cool prizes, including free gas cards. And if there's not a Parmar Store near you now, there will be soon. Texas says the Democrats have allowed the insane left to push the original argument of safe, legal, and rare to the now apparently acceptable evil of no limits whatsoever. It was never meant to go as far as late term, a form of birth control, or not to have no restrictions at all. Democrats are now all about shout your abortion. The left overplayed their hands on this and pushed so far. The pendulum has now swung back the other way, and they can't handle it, according to a texter. Texter says, Joe Biden had a different view in 2006. I do not view abortion as a choice and a right. I think it's always a tragedy. I think it should be rare and safe. I think we should be focused on how to limit the number of abortions. Texter says that came from Joe Biden, 2006. Texter says, if men could get pregnant, this new ruling would not have happened. Text says, where's the left outrage when the protests were happening last year and people were getting injured? Texas and West Virginia claims to want to bring in younger people. This is the perfect time to do it. You could poach thousands of people from Kentucky right now. Put up or shut up. The argument, says a texter, to support Roe v. Wade being repealed is that it's about the state's rights. It's highly reminiscent of the folks who supported secession and slavery. The issue needs to be codified in Congress. Now, some have said that West Virginia's law, which is from the 1800s, again, still on the books, goes too far. You know, again, the West Virginia law was never repealed. It just kind of went to sleep, for lack of a better term, when Roe v. Wade came out. So it's still there. And so what is going to happen now with West Virginia's law, especially with a Republican supermajority? They are going to go back into special session. Again, Brad and I will get into talking about that tomorrow. The majority of West Virginians want provisions given in the case of rape or incest, even though both are extremely rare. Rape cases make up about 1% of abortion cases and incest about 0.5, or vice versa. But either way, you get the point. The Supreme Court decision goes against the wishes of a lot of Americans. Latest poll done on abortion from ABC News and the Washington Post shows 70% of all Americans feel the decision to have an abortion should be between a woman and her doctor, and 58% say abortion should be legal in all or most cases. That's 58% of Americans that say in all or most cases, abortion should remain legal. A lot of major companies are saying they'll provide employees wanting to get an abortion, but those who may live in a state where it probably will be outlawed, ways to get it done, either providing transportation to those states, financial compensation in some instances. Now, the next thing is some are now asking what other legal changes could be coming now, but the Supreme Court has done this with Roe v. Wade. the whole argument here from the Supreme Court was that they, the Supreme Court, should have never gotten involved in abortion 50 years ago when the decision was made. So in other words, what they're saying is that it should have always been up to the states and not the federal government. Some have said that same-sex marriage could also fall, or even interracial marriage could fall. That seems like kind of a stretch, since Clarence Thomas, you know, is in an interracial marriage. But now some of the, I think it was Brett Kavanaugh, Justice Kavanaugh, said on Friday that other things that I mentioned are safe. So that's where we are there. All right, let me knock out some text here. Doesn't your texter know that men can indeed get pregnant according to liberals? According to a text. So some of us look pregnant. Texter said, do you really believe these polls, Dave? And this is where we are. And I'm not taking issue with the texter at all. This is the reality that we're in right now. And it has nothing to do with the Roe v. Wade decision. And I'm not, again, I'm not taking issue with the texter. I understand completely what they're saying here. But people don't believe anything anymore. You know, you do a poll that says this, and somebody says, well, I don't believe the polls. And again, I'm not saying necessarily that texter. They say, I don't believe the polls. And that goes on either side. You know, neither side. But, you know, if CNN puts it out there, they don't believe it. If Fox News puts it out there, they don't believe it. If the media, and I hate that term, the media puts it out there, they don't believe it one way or the other. But that's just where we are right now. Texas, I don't understand the reference to the West Virginia abortion law being from the 1800s. I mean, aren't many laws in West Virginia relics in the 19th century? Stealing, killing, extortion, embezzlement, all of those are laws that date back to 1863 in West Virginia, according to a texter. Tex says, the three new Supreme Court judges said that Roe versus Wade was a solid precedent during their confirmation. That's what I was getting to, what Joe Manchin was saying over the weekend. I'll tell you, somebody who has been really interesting in all this has been former President Donald Trump. Now, Donald Trump, of course, was as pro-choice as you can get. Well, he's also a Democrat at one time, and he later changed his opinion. Now, you know, Trump was kind of speaking out of both sides of his mouth over the weekend. He's at a rally, and he applauded the decision on the Friday decision. But then he came out, and he said over the weekend that it's going to hurt Republicans in the midterms in November. So we shall see. We'll get into this more, I'm sure, tomorrow, because I did not get to all the text today. I apologize for that. My thanks to the Regatta folks. Brad McElhenney, Metro News statewide correspondent, going to join us to talk about the West Virginia law about abortion and need for a special session to see where we go from there. Hoppy in the news coming up. Follow the news of the day, WVMetroNews.com and at WCHSNetwork.com as well. For my producer, Caitlin Murphy. Caitlin, thank you so much. I will see you tomorrow. Have yourself a great Monday. Until tomorrow, have fun. Love somebody.
WCHSAM, 96.5 FM Charleston, and 104.5 Cross Lanes, a WVRC media station. We're proud to live here too.